this morning, starting at 9 o'clock. Key and essential personnel are able to come onto the base. All others, starting at 9 o'clock, can come and take their vehicle off base, but will be asked to leave the base then. We're trying to minimize the number of people on the installation today.
And I know it's going to be tough for people to go back to the scene of such a tragedy. Give me a sense of how you guys are helping them cope with this issue, both the civilian personnel as well as the uniformed.
We're fully aware that this tragedy is going to hit people very hard. It already has hit them very hard. So we have a comprehensive approach to taking care of this situation or any other emergency that occurs. So the first thing we did is we stood up an emergency family assistance center. What that means to the layman is that we pooled all of our resources together to include our Fleet and Family Services Center counselors, which are licensed clinicians, as well as our chaplains, and also what we call the Navy Sprint Team, which is Special Psychiatric Rapid Intervention Team. And this cadre of professionals are able to flex to the needs of our customers. So as an example, up until today, we had the team at Joint Base Anacostia Bowling to take care of anyone that was looking for support. But starting today, we've moved part of that team and expanded the team over to the Washington Navy Yard so that we can take care of people as they come onto the base if they want to just talk over the situation, if they're feeling that they need grief counseling. So we're not just waiting for them to come to us, but we're going to their offices. We're talking to their leaders. We're going to be providing training to supervisors to know what to look for and to basically make sure that our employees know that it doesn't matter whether they're active duty, civilian, or contractor. This is one Navy. We have a saying in the Navy that we say, one team, one fight. And this is a great example. When something like this happens, it doesn't matter whether you're active duty, civilian, or military. It just means that we need to help you, and that's what we're here for.
So the Sprint Team that's going to be there at the Navy Yard, when people show up to get their car or their keys or their cell phones or whatever they need to get and then leave, do they have the time to stop in and see people and get help, or is it kind of like an off-base, on-base type thing?
Little of both. First of all, what we're going to do is everyone that comes onto the base, we're going to give them a little information business card, if you will, so they'll know that these services are available, and they can choose to take up those services immediately or when they come back, when they feel comfortable to come back on the base. Because really, again, with it only being mission essential folks tomorrow, we don't expect as many people on the base tomorrow. But that service will be available. We'll have people out and available if people want to talk right there, or again, if they want to schedule an appointment to meet with us at a later date.
And what about phone calls? For instance, if someone says, you know, I don't want to show up in person, but I'm at home, and is there counselors on call, for instance, by a telephone line or online through a chat or some sort?
Absolutely. A lot of different approaches here. As I mentioned before, it is a comprehensive approach. As a routine nature, have what we call fleet and family service centers, where we have trained clinicians there that at any time people can come in, or we can go and meet them or talk to them on the phone. This Sprint Team will deploy to where customers are looking for the services as well. And then finally, the people manning the phones are also clinicians, or will be able to patch you into a clinician so that you can talk to that counselor, or if you want to talk to a chaplain, we can help you out that way as well.
Services beyond grief counseling, are there other things you guys are doing, whether it's, you know, people want to relook at life insurance or anything else that comes along these lines that they say, okay, I have to rethink my life or rethink my wellness?
Yes. When I use the word the comprehensive approach, and I was talking about counselors, that really is only one piece of it. The other piece is our personnel folks, our human resource professionals. They are also available and will be providing information to any victims or other people that want to know about any of their employee benefits. So that is also part of the overall approach.
The Sprint Team and the counselors and the HR folks and the others that are going to be helping out, where did the idea come from? Is this something that the Navy has always had, or was this based on a previous tragedy where you said, hey, having a quick response team would make a lot of sense?
Certainly, we learned a lot of lessons from 9/11, but even before that, all the services, but Navy in particular, has always had a deployed type of workforce, as you know, with our sailors going out on a routine basis. So we built our family services centers and our chaplain corps and other support mechanisms to take care of when people are are deployed or looking for support outside of the normal fence line. So with that as a backdrop, we've always deployed a model that says, let's look at helping our sailors and other customers where they need it. When 9/11 came along, it just really highlighted the fact that we needed to be mobile and have a unit set up. And so that really was probably the onset of a more official emergency family assistance center approach. But again, I would say that we've always had that, and we've taken lessons from other emergencies, whether it's Tamagotchi or whether it's a Fort Hood shooting. And we've taken those lessons and made sure that we're able to take the best of the breed and then go from there. So following up on that, as an example, what we've done to expand our program is we're taking counselors from other Fleet and Family Services centers, whether it's in Pax River, Maryland, or Dahlgren, Virginia, or other counselors right here in D.C., and same thing with the medical community, and same thing with the chaplains, basically pooling those resources to where they're needed. And as you can probably imagine, the outpouring support has been fantastic. If we need more counselors, we have people at the ready from Norfolk, from the whole Southeast region, and we also have contracts in place that give us the ability to flex to the need. So it's really a combination of taking care of our sailors and understanding that when I say sailors, we're talking civilian sailors, contract sailors. It is truly one team.